Hi, I'm Alex Spice, Senior Editor of Cure.
And I'm Brielle Bennion, Assistant Managing Editor of Cure.
Now, last week we saw some FDA approvals come through, as well as research that explored the psychosocial outcomes of individuals who survived pediatric rhabdosarcoma, and finally, we'll discuss another cancer vaccine trial that got the green light from the FDA. Brielle, what is the FDA up to this week?
So, Alex, as we've been recording these podcasts, I've learned one thing, which is probably not what I should be saying, but procrastination pays off. So we record these on Thursday afternoon, and sometimes I'll write the script on, you know, Wednesday or Thursday morning, and the FDA just keeps on pushing through approval. So I've decided now to kind of wait till last minute to see what the FDA has in store for us. And so our first FDA approval of the week was Besponsa for children with acute lymphoblastic leukemia, also known as ALL. So the agency approved Besponsa for children who are at least 1 year old who have relapse or refractory CD22 positive precursor ALL. So the approval is coming after findings from a single-arm study that involved 53 children, of which 22 children, so that's 42%, achieved a complete response from the therapy, which is when the cancer essentially disappears, and the median duration of complete response was 8.2 months. Additionally, the majority of patients who achieved a complete response had minimal residual disease negativity, which indicated that there was 5% or less blasts found in the bone marrow and no cancer cells detected in the blood. And having a new treatment option for children with ALL, I think, is particularly exciting because, according to the American Cancer Society, ALL is one of the most common pediatric cancers. So anytime you see, you know, improvements in this space or in any space, really, let's be real, it's exciting to see these new efficient therapies. But, you know, for a common childhood cancer, I mean, this is great.
Absolutely. And if I recall correctly, this is a treatment that's been available for a couple of years now for adult patients with ALL, but that now that approval has been expanded into the pediatric space. Am I remembering that correctly?
Yes. So it is approved for adults with ALL. That came in 2017 or 2018. And now we have the approval for children with the disease as well.
And then to your point as to the power of procrastination in writing these episode rundowns, this approval came down today, as we are recording this on Thursday afternoon. The FDA has approved an immunotherapy chemotherapy regimen for certain patients with bladder cancer, and specifically the agency okayed Opdivo plus cisplatin and gemcitabine for the frontline treatment of adults with unresectable or metastatic urothelial carcinoma. And this approval was backed by findings from the CheckMate 901 trial, which showed that the Opdivo chemotherapy regimen improved overall survival, and that's the time that patients live before death of any cause, and progression-free survival, which is the time patients live without their disease worsening, compared to those who did not receive Opdivo. The median overall survival was 21.7 months for those who received the treatment combination, compared to 18.9 months for those who did not, and progression-free survivals were 7.9 and 7.6 months, respectively. So those numbers do seem close, 7.9 and 7.6 months for median progression-free survival differences, but that difference was big enough that the FDA gave this the green light.
Right. So as we've been mentioning, it's always good to have new treatment options. And we saw that adding Opdivo to this chemo regimen boosted outcomes. So ultimately, that's what we'd like to see.
Absolutely.
Oh my God. Hold on. Did another approval? So another approval just came through, Alex.
All right, folks, we're going to patch edit that in. But you heard it here first. This is breaking news. An approval just came. So meet us in the future. All right.
All right.
And we're back. So here we are, day later. It is now Friday morning. Brielle, what was that news that interrupted our recording session yesterday afternoon?
So once again, the power of procrastination. Maybe we need to procrastinate these scripts even longer. Yesterday when we were recording, another FDA approval came in that we had to pivot to cover This time it was Brukinsa plus Gazyva for patients with relapse or refractory follicular lymphoma. This approval came after findings from the Rosewood trial showed that not only did more patients respond to the two-drug treatment compared to Gazyva alone, but at a median follow-up of 19 months, more patients were still responding, so they didn't experience that relapse with the two-drug regimen compared to Gazyva as well. So we covered this trial previously. We're still waiting on more. We're going to talk to some more experts about what exactly this means for the patient population. So definitely stay tuned to curetoday.com for more on this.
Absolutely. Now back to our regularly scheduled news. Rhabdomyosarcoma survivors may have poor psychological outcomes, according to a study published in the journal Cancer, which found that survivors of rhabdomyosarcoma, which is a rare cancer affecting soft tissues, may face increased risk of psychological challenges, especially if they were exposed to previous radiation therapy or have a history of smoking. Researchers have examined neurocognitive impairment, emotional distress, and health-related quality of life in survivors compared to their siblings, and research showed higher rates of issues such as memory impairment and emotional distress among survivors, with smoking linked to poorer outcomes. The Cure team spoke with the study's author on the findings, and for more on that, visit curetoday.com.
And finally, the FDA has given the green light for a clinical trial of a vaccine designed to treat advanced ovarian cancer. So, known as INACell, the personalized therapy uses cells from the patient's own tumor, which is then inactivated via riboflavin and UV light. The drug is being manufactured at City of Hope in Los Angeles, and the trial aims to assess the vaccine's safety and effectiveness in stimulating an immune response against the cancer. So this is one of the many cancer vaccines that are being explored and developed in the oncology space. I know last month Alex had a great content series on these vaccines. I know it's something definitely of interest. So check back on prior coverage there and continued updates in vaccines in the breast, lung, skin, and other cancers.
Absolutely. And so for more on that and for everything else in the oncology world, be sure to stay tuned to curetoday.com. And until we talk to you next time, I've been Alex Bice.
And I'm Brielle Bennion.
Don't forget to subscribe to the Cancer Horizons podcast or visit curetoday.com/podcasts. The Cancer Horizons podcast is the official podcast of Cure Magazine, the indispensable guide to every stage of the cancer experience. Find us on Facebook and Instagram at Cure Today and on X at Cure_Today. And be sure to sign up for Cure's e-newsletter for the latest in cancer updates, research, and educational opportunities.